When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the FLA Cats Hockey Podcast of the Hockey Podcast Network. This is your host, David Rodriguez, with my co-host, Ryan Keelan. Ryan, a successful game one at the bank, as they like to call it. The Panthers win 3-2 against the Tampa Bay Lightning in game one at Sunrise. A packed house, Ryan. You were there. I was there. Give me your thoughts. But before we do that, how are we feeling after that win?
Feeling pretty good, but I've never heard anyone say the bank, and I hope that doesn't stick. We exercise our demons. I mean, that was great. It looked like we weren't scared of Tampa for once, so we can't be in a better spot winning that game 3-2 today. Amazing start. We'll talk about the not few players, a lot of players. I really didn't see much I didn't like from anyone. So that was a great effort today from the Cats.
I don't know, Ryan. That's what they call it on. That's what the kids call it on X and on Instagram. The bank. The they call it the bank.
The kids that have been fans for 2 years call it the bank. I've never heard this.
I don't know. The bank was packed in. The bank was rolling from the start. Packed house. And yeah, like you said, a really structurally sound game, I felt like, from the Panthers. No real two-on-ones that gave Tampa any real momentum. Especially in that first period, Ryan, those first 5-6 minutes were electric. The fans were all over the place. Sam Reinhart scored in the first 6 minutes off a nice shot from Gustav Forsling, who does that so many times throughout the year. Just throws it on net and gets deflections or tips and get Vasilevskiy a little bit rattled. A good start from Sam Reinhart now, Ryan. I think that's 58 goals if you count regular season and playoffs. That is one behind Pavel Bure. Who had 59, obviously, in a regular season.
Well, yeah, they don't count that.
Didn't make the playoffs, but in a, I guess you can call it a year, Reinhart is now one behind Bure. And then Brandon Hagel responded later in the first period. You knew Tampa would respond. I think we were out shooting them like 11-1, Ryan, yeah, after the first period, or a couple more for Tampa before that period ended. But overall, like I mentioned, vibes were high in that stadium in the first period, right, Ryan?
Yeah, I thought the fans, game one of this year was a lot better than last year, game one against the Bruins. I thought it wasn't completely sold out last year, you know, I guess just based on, you know, we snuck into the playoffs last year, we got lucky, but yeah, the fans were great right off the bat, and it kept up the whole game, you know, so couldn't ask for more than that. I mean, I think we got this series, and I might have to change my pick from Cats in seven to – or Lightning in seven to Cats in six.
Yeah, and I know when we were talking about on our predictions, you mentioned that game one was just going to be so essential for Florida to get off on the right foot, kind of get that pressure now off of their shoulders, you know, and the way that they played kind of gave them a good feeling on how they played overall. And believe it or not, Ryan, this is the first game one win on home ice since 1997.
Yeah, that's sad.
So you and I were in kindergarten back then. So 25 years later, or 27 years later, we get our first game one win at home ice. So some quotes, Tkachuk had said, game one is great, especially being on the winning side. And just going into that third period, Ryan, we know, like you said, exercise the demons, kind of like you said. These tight games, especially early on, like in that 2021 and 22, both series, we were in these games, right? In these game ones, game twos, and going into the third or going into the final minutes or even final seconds, and someone just does something bonehead and you lose the game. You kind of felt that as a fan. You kind of felt a little bit, right? That, you know, going into the third period, Ryan?
Yeah, it was tense, but I felt like we're not scared of them like we were. Obviously, we have a different team, but we had 55 or 54 hits, whatever it was. One team had 55, one had 54. We were throwing the body, not scared of them. I kind of noticed that when we got in Vasilevsky's face, Tampa really wasn't like pushing back, which I which I kind of thought was weird, which is, you know, the team that we were a couple of years ago. So the roles kind of reversed there. I mean, if somebody did a couple of things that we did to Vasilevsky, you know, the Panthers would murder them if they did it to Bob. So it's a totally different team now. I mean, we're throwing the body. We're not afraid of them. So yeah, it was tense, but we pulled this one off.
Yeah, and kind of that tense kind of was quickly erased with Verhage getting a goal in the third period on the power play, just a minute into the third. So you kind of felt good. You know, the Panthers have locked it in at the Amerant Bank Arena at home during the third period when they've got a lead. So you felt good, and it held true with the Panthers holding on and getting the empty netter. And then it just so happened with about 10 seconds left, Stamkos got kind of a, I guess, extra goal at the end of it. I don't think the Panthers would have taken that penalty anyway if they
So
knew
good
it
at that. He finds
was.
the smallest hole, like the size of the puck, and he puts it through. He's been doing that to us forever. So
Right.
what a shot from him. But yeah, too little, too late with 9 seconds left. And I think the one line that was really, really huge for us tonight, and you wouldn't expect, was the fourth line. I want to say there were like four shifts where, you know, they dumped it in, went back there and got it, threw a hit, threw it back up to the defense. The defender shot it in, whatever. We went and got it again, and we kept cycling around. Like, that's all they have to do is, you know,
Right.
eat minutes, keep the puck over there. There's no threat. I feel like we matched up very well. Barkov and Forsling, those lines were always out when their top line was out. So I think, you know, everything went according to plan tonight, and Tampa 5-on-5 looked pretty brutal. So yeah, that's if we keep this up, it could be a shorter series than imagined.
Yeah, like you mentioned, that third period, I noticed that Stenlund, Lomberg, and Cousins line, kind of like what you said, getting the puck deep, grinding around. And I was in the stands, you know, emphasizing that, just continue doing that in that third period. Wear them down, get it in deep. And then, you know, Montour decides to try to take a shot and it gets taken out. So you just got to get that in deep and continue to grind and grind along in these games. So yeah, I would think the number one star for sure has to, in my opinion, the number one star was Verhage in on the stars of the game was Verhage, Tkachuk, and Barkov. To
Really?
me, Ryan, it was Barkov. I think he was outstanding, not just on the power play, but also on the penalty kill. Yeah, Tampa got that one late to score, but overall, I think that we neutralized them pretty well. Obviously, Bobrovsky helping a little bit along the way. But I think Barkov just looked so dominant, and that highlight reel pass that Verhage was quoted as saying, "I didn't even see the puck come, and I just hit my stick and it went in." So, kudos to the captain in game one, right, Ryan?
Yeah, I'd have to rate him an A or A plus for tonight's work. He had a nice steal that led to a goal, had a nice pass on the power play, but I kind of wish he would start shooting it on the power play, give us, you know, make us a little more dynamic. But yeah, great overall game from him. Tkachuk played pretty well. I mean, he has the most. I think he's tied with Eichel for 26 points since the start of last playoffs. I believe that stat I saw. So most in the league, those two. Yes, I mean, you could even give it to Bob. You know, Bob's numbers don't look the greatest, but Bob had a couple big saves when late in the third that mattered. I mean, you know, the one that, you know, saved the game and was a huge save. Everyone was on their feet. Bobby is back, so it's a great time in South Florida. We looked amazing tonight. If I had a grade for us, I'd give us an A minus.
Yeah, for sure. Same with me. I thought the Panthers looked really sharp throughout the game, like you mentioned, defensively. OEL, Kulikov, Mikula all looked pretty solid, not letting anyone get in behind and not really giving Kucherov too much space. I like that hit that Tarasenko had on him. I think it was in the first period, kind of. It looked a little late, if from my point of view. I know I've seen some replays. I know if I was a Lightning fan, I would have been a little upset, but Tarasenko put a pretty good hit. Kulikov got an early hit in
Start
that
the
first
game. That
period.
was, yeah, that was pretty big. That
Yeah, that
was
was a nice
huge for
hit,
him to
big
back,
hit.
set the momentum.
Yeah, I think Bennett again. There was one play on the goal that Tampa scored in the first period. Bennett got kind of a little lazy on his stick that led to Cirelli lifting his stick, taking the shot, and then led to Hagel's
Angle up the rebounds.
goal. Yeah, so I mean, overall, you know, you're gonna see some of those, but a little bit more from Bennett right there.
You can't shut everyone out. I mean, Bennett had one shot tonight, but hit. Ben, I don't know. I feel like Bennett, I don't want to say struggle, but he hasn't been Sam Bennett. You know, compared to
Banging the
last
body,
year.
you mean?
Yeah, just everything, but it'll come. I'm not worried about him. He's a playoff kind of guy. He's rough, so
Yeah, third line, I think, was okay. Listerine, Lundell,
yeah.
and Rodriguez. I kind of had highlighted Lundell as being an X factor, but they did their job. You know, no giveaway, not many giveaways, and good forecheck and just getting the pucks in deep and not really doing anything silly and doing stuff silly. I know Duclair, I think, was already moving around in the lineup, running. I don't know if you saw.
He had zero shots today. And I think the next line he'll be in is the press box, maybe like game three. If you know, history repeats itself just on different sides, so.
Yeah, I mean, he was moving around, I think, towards the end of the game from the first period or from the first line to the second line. So already some movement along there. So yeah, overall, like I said, the Panthers played pretty well overall. Can't really complain too much about the fan base and all the joy that we had tonight. I know it was hot, Ryan, getting to the arena, but it was nevertheless a fun night in Sunrise. So going forward to game two, Ryan, on Tuesday, anything you really see that Panthers need to do, or just kind of play that same game and you think we'll be all right?
Honestly, we didn't say there's one thing I don't think we talked about yet. We stayed out of the box pretty well. So like,
No.
you know,
Kind of
and
do the same thing here.
we do that. I mean, they're 5-on-5, like just watching them, like, yeah, I think they have four good offensive players in Hagelpoint, Kucherov, Stamkos. And then everyone else is just like kind of, I don't know. Everyone else is whatever to me. Like, we can match up whoever with their third and fourth lines. Like, even, you know, Bennett and Tkachuk for Hagelin isn't that great defensively, but it doesn't really matter in this series as long as we have, you know, the first and third line matching up with their first and second. I think we're gonna be just fine. So yeah, nothing for me for game two. Just win. I mean, that's all we got to do. Let's go up 2-0 going into Tampa, because I don't want to deal with this if we're, you know, 1-1 going into Tampa is not a fun place to be. So yeah, no, we got to win another one at home.
Sure, for sure. And you know, Tampa won't just bend over either. So, I mean, maybe one thing I'd like to see. I think after the second period, the Panthers only had 14 shots, which was, I think, the lowest or one
Yeah.
of the lowest numbers they've had all season.
Vote on that.
Yeah. So a little bit more pucks on net. Obviously, there was a little bit of not much flow in the game. There was icings and stuff like that. So you were trying to get matchups from both sides that I felt like kind of had the game a little bit less flowy, but overall, I think it was a great game. I think the Panthers, if they can, like you said, limit their power play chances for Tampa and keep these games lower scoring, in my opinion, it suits the Panthers better overall, in the long run. So, final note before we sign off, Ryan, Paul Maurice became the Panthers' all-time winningest playoff coach,
Really? Already?
with that win. So hard to
Insane.
believe, but you know,
It makes sense thinking about it, I
there
guess.
haven't been what he had 12, 13 last year, and now with this one makes 14. So, all-time winningest playoff coach behind the bench, and hopefully he can add three more to the Sampa series. So,
15 more. 15 more.
yeah, well, 15 more along the way.
Let's do 15.
So, anything else, Ryan, before we sign off on this quick game recap
No,
game?
something about a different game. If don't look, if you had to guess the score of Colorado Winnipeg right now, with 2 minutes left in the first, what would you guess?
I've already looked, Ryan,
Yeah, that's crazy.
yeah,
It's a shootout.
sounds like it's going to be a fun Western side of the bracket
I
as
love that.
well. We saw Carolina take out the Islanders, and then Boston manhandled the Toronto Maple Leafs in game one, while the Rangers beat the
Smack the
Capitals
Capitals there.
4-1. So all the home teams won in the Eastern Conference. So kind of on the trajectory that a lot of us had. So we'll see what happens. A lot to play for, especially in these next few weeks for the Panthers and all the Eastern Conference and Western Conference teams.
What time Tuesday? What time is the game?
The
7:30?
game on Tuesday is at 7:30 at the Amerant Bank
Don't
Arena.
say
I'll
the
call it
name.
the Amerant Bank Arena.
Amarant. I mean, we've had 15 names for the stadium. Like,
The bank just sounds a little bit, you know, catchy in my opinion. So I'm gonna call it the bank a little bit more often.
all right.
Again, so appreciate the support. So many people tagging the page on Instagram, hundreds of people messaging and throughout the game on all of our social medias and stuff like that. So always stay tuned on that. If you're always involved, it's always great. So Ryan, I want to thank you for being on Heat with me tonight. Had a great game talking with you during the first and second periods. And I hung around after the game a little bit, you know, just to let the tension cool down and got some good picks. So
Let the
overall, it was.
tension cool down. The Tampa fans left when they were down 3-1. I saw a couple of them turn back around.
Overall, it was nice. The overall presentation of the game was nice. And one thing we talked about, Ryan, was the stereo system. I don't know if you noticed. It was
booming.
Yeah,
no, it was loud today. It was loud.
It was booming, unlike any other night I've heard.
But, you know, it's been better compared to last year. It's much louder.
Yeah, you hear the sound, whatever the sound barrier, whatever they call it, really get into your skin. So it's really nice, and the environment's always fun. So if you haven't made it out to a game, try to get some tickets for game two. It should be an electric night in South Florida yet again.
I know how you can get tickets. You can go on SeatGeek, use code FLA Panthers FC.
Yeah, on your first order, you get $20 off, and you can get some cheap tickets. I know the tickets are not as expensive as they were with Toronto and Boston around, but nevertheless, you can try to get some good deals on SeatGeek using that code to save on those ridiculous fees, right, Ryan?
And a playoff game is, if you haven't been to a playoff game, it's just everyone, like, you never know what you're going to see. It's just a different level. The atmosphere is crazy. Like, you know, there could be a game that you'll never forget the rest of your life, so. If you haven't been out there, I would definitely recommend getting out to one soon.
For sure, for sure. Especially with the times that we're going through with the Panthers being just so competitive and the history, we know that it's not always like this. Make sure to take and seize this opportunity as much as you can. So, Ryan, I want to thank you. We'll recap after that game too, as we go to Tampa. After that, we'll be going to Tampa for that weekend. So, Ryan, look forward to seeing you on Tuesday night. Thank you all for listening. And like we always like to say, let's go, Panthers. Vamos, gatos.
Go, Cats.
And we'll talk to you on the next episode.